History was always the subject I enjoyed most at school. I always knew I wanted to do a degree, so it kind of made sense to do the subject I connected most with. In terms of coming to Southampton, it was just on a uni visit, actually. I came down on an open day, and I really, really clicked with the campus and the people here, and I felt so comfortable just one day from being here. I really felt like I could really fit in here and really belong, so that's why I chose Southampton.
So that was 3 years ago, now you're graduating. It's been a good 3 years?
It's been the most amazing 3 years of my life, the most life-changing experiences, and I feel like I've grown up so much and just learnt so much, not just academics, just, you know, living and being in a city away from home and living independently. It's been fantastic, yeah.
And the course itself, any particular modules or projects that you remember were fondly?
The group project in second year, although it felt quite hard at the time, I think now I realise it was actually probably one of the best modules I could have done here. Just in terms of going to interviews over the last few months, I've been able to draw so much experience from that group project, and being able to say to someone who's interviewing you that you've worked in a 7-person team and you've had problems and you've overcome them, honestly, they really, really liked it. I think it really helped me do well in interviews. The other module I really, really enjoyed was with Mark Cornwall. He was my dissertation supervisor. It was a module on Austria-Hungary in the First World War, and I did it for the whole of third year, so it was a year-long module, and it was really fascinating, and I really, really engaged in the topic. It was really good.
What are you going to be doing next?
I'm currently at an internship with the Royal Lifeboat Charity, RLNI. It's called community fundraising, so I'm working in London and the southeast region, supporting volunteers for the charity, coordinating events and lifeboat naming ceremonies, things like that. And I'm a month in at the moment, I've got 2 months to go.